got no oil or no blade to run. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home.
We're sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yeah?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, grinding down the roadblocks of home ownership so good folks like you can have a shot at the American dream. This is the year that you can own your own home. We know that because we talk about it every single week. Just to let you know, REACH is the acronym for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. We are a 501c3 not-for-profit corporation assisting homeowners and home buyers reach and maintain the American dream of home ownership. And we do that through education, financial awareness, and monetary assistance. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. Just to remind you, the toll-free number for REACH is 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-R-E-A-C-H. Or you can dial it the hard way, 855-487-3224. Or you may visit our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's reach, the number four, housing.org. Our highly skilled counselors tell me that this is the year you can become a homeowner. All you have to do to get started is call the good folks at Reach and let the staffers and counselors do their job. They have all the information and knowledge necessary so that you may benefit from the substantial inventory of South Florida properties that they have. And the best part is they have the knowledge you need to help you become a homeowner. Coming up on today's show, our Reach staffers are in the studio with more housing information than the World Book Encyclopedia and Wikipedia combined. And we have a special offer exclusively for Reach Radio listeners. You're going to love this offer. Next up, Pastor Michelin joins us with the latest information about the Haitian Triumph Mission Church and his missionary work in Haiti. Then after the news, Kenesha Wood shares her insight on housing counselors and what they do best. And, of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. All that and more, but first, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. And now, Reach Radio's voice of wisdom and full-time news producer, Steve Cody.
Why, thank you, Alan. Here are a few of the stories we'll be covering for you at the bottom of the hour, about 16-17 minutes from now. Florida has the highest foreclosure rate in the country as of last month, with one in every 346 homes with a foreclosure filing. Foreclosure activity in Florida dropped 23% from January of 2013, but then it went up 19% from December. Nevada had the second highest foreclosure rate, with one of every 533 homes in foreclosure filings. And speaking of foreclosures, many South Floridians who lost their homes to foreclosure thought they'd never own again, or at least they'd have to wait 10 years or longer to even think about buying. Instead, South Florida lenders and real estate agents say that many former homeowners are recapturing the American dream. They're calling them the boomerang buyers. We'll explain how you can become a boomeranger, too. That's coming right up. Also, Sun Banks is currently under investigation for mortgage violations and could face substantial penalties. The U.S. Attorney's Office alleges that SunTrust Mortgage harmed borrowers and violated civil or criminal laws by making misrepresentations and failing to properly process applications for modification of certain mortgages. And yet another big-time Republican politician has purchased a home in the Sunshine State. According to USA Today, House Speaker John Boehner and his wife have bought a luxury condominium in the exclusive enclave of Marco Island. Could that mean retirement for the speaker? Maybe, maybe not. He's not talking.
We hope so. Oh, no, no. Hey, you know what you call a boomerang that won't come back?
I give up.
A stick. When we return, our first guest has the latest 411 on foreclosure procedures and the new dual tracking law. So stay with us. John Pass and John Stowe couldn't ring a bell better than Johnny Be Good.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, I know place to roam. Ain't got no home, I know place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. Here to tell you about an all-new Reach membership program. Now, if you're looking to purchase a home using FHA, HUD, or other government programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training courses in order to qualify. They say membership has its advantages, and they are right. Now, Reach has a special membership program that will save home buyers time and money during the home buying process. There are 10 home ownership classes included in this annual membership program, and they average between $25 and $35 per course. This curriculum educates home owners and home buyers on the basics of purchasing and owning and maintaining a home. There's courses like foreclosure modification counseling, post-modification counseling, a six-hour first-time home buyers workshop, 2 hours of one-on-one counseling, and 1 hour of back-to-work education. These are post-purchase programs and training that will inform you about FHA, VA, and conventional and hybrid loans and mortgages. There's a budgeting class. There's a class on landlord law and a one-hour fair housing class. Plus, you get 2 free credit checks per year. That by itself is a $40 value. When you add up all the cost of these valuable educational homebuyer programs, you would normally pay $235. But for a limited time, Reach is offering Reach Radio listeners the Reach membership program for only $99. You heard it right, $99. That's a $136 savings just for saying you heard about it on Reach Radio. So call the good folks at Reach today and tell them you want to sign up for the Reach membership education program. Their toll-free number, 855-48-REACH, 855-48-REACH, or 855-487-3224. These HUD-approved programs are absolutely necessary for you to qualify for the home ownership programs that they offer. The information gained by attending these classes will help you understand the home buying process and assist you in purchasing that home that you've been waiting for. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. So what are you waiting for? You can take these classes until you feel confident that you understand all the information you need to know to move into your dream home. You could take it 100 times if you want to. You got to have a whole year to take all these courses. To enroll, call the good folks at Reach right now. Their number is 855-48-REACH or 855-487-3224. Remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. All right. Joining us in the studio today, our first guest has more than 10 years serving South Florida's real estate community. Currently, Wanda Camacho is the counselor, one of the head counselors at Reach here in Palm Beach, Florida. She holds an active real estate license and is a certified HUD counselor. She speaks Spanish and enjoys assisting homeowners retain their home. Wanda, welcome to Reach Radio, and thanks for spending your Saturday afternoon with the Reach Radio knuckleheads.
Thank you, Alan, although I'd rather be at the beach.
Well, you know, President Obama said something about knuckleheads, and I figured, well, we fit that bill better than anybody, so we are knuckleheads here. Wanda, you do a lot of foreclosure prevention. And just exactly what does that involve? I mean, somebody's house is in foreclosure. What do you do? You got like a Superman wand or something? You go in there and bang the banks over the head and save their home? How's that work?
No, basically our role is to assist the homeowner with the entire package. You know, there's many times we get bilinguals that don't understand the package. There are forms in Spanish, but the banks won't accept them. Ah. It's just for the purpose of them understanding the documents. But we help them with the entire package, completing the application if necessary, We review it to make sure that all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed.
And don't forget the small J's.
Absolutely.
They have to be dotted too, right?
And not only do we submit the package to the servicer, but we monitor the entire process. So we're the mediator, the go-between, the person that's going to make sure that the package is kept open and the review is done in a timely process.
So let's take it from the beginning. I received a letter from my bank, and the bank says, we're foreclosing. Well, most people already know this because if they're not making their payments, they know. So when that letter comes, they have, what, 20 days to respond?
Well, basically, when the bank files a complaint with the clerk of the court where the property is located, they have to record a notice. That's when the homeowner gets served, and they have 20 calendar days to respond.
Okay. Now, who serves them, by the way? Who comes? Does somebody from the sheriff department?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or someone? Yeah, it's the sheriff or someone that's
process server.
Yeah.
Right.
So basically, once they get served, they have to respond to the complaint. They have 20 days to do so in writing, and then basically what we do is
can they respond to you?
Well, they contact us and let us know that they were served immediately. We put them in contact with either someone in legal mm-hmm. or our attorney that works pro bono.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just trying to get across that if you get that paper in the mail, folks, your house is being foreclosed, call Reach.
Absolutely. Immediately contact us because we're going to guide them as to what the process is, what they have mm-hmm. to do next. Immediately, we'll refer them over to Free Legal, mm-hmm. and we'll begin the process with them, the application process.
You keep using that word free. there's no cost for this?
No, absolutely no cost. If we put them in contact with an attorney, it'll be someone that's going to assist them pro bono.
One of our attorneys.
Our attorneys, absolutely.
That. Wow, that's pretty neat. So now what happens? So we fill out the paperwork, and you guys have a relationship with the banks, right?
Yes, sir, absolutely. With the servicers, we have point of contacts, specific individuals that are working the files. And so we submit it to them, and they'll review the package. We take pride in saying that our packages are very accurate. So there's no going back and forth. When we submit a package, we have that assurance that, you know, it's pretty much almost completely 100% accurate.
Well, that's because you know what you're doing.
Absolutely.
You know, you told me before we went on the air that you've been in this in the foreclosure program for many, many years. And when you first started out in the program, you didn't feel that you could do it because it was too heart-wrenching on you to listen to the stories, right?
Well, not only that, but back then, that was about a good 7 years ago, mm-hmm. you know, the process was chaotic. And nowadays, when I came on board with Reach a couple years ago, not only was the training excellent, but we have all these special point of contacts at the bank, and it streamlines the process, so right. It makes it less cumbersome.
Well, 7 years ago, we were just getting started in this process with the foreclosures and something the nation really has never seen before. So, of course, it was chaotic, right?
Absolutely.
But you had to listen to all the stories, right? You tell me people would call you on the phone crying and...
Yeah, I was a little bit more of a softy back then. I'm still a softy, but I at least, you know, I can give them a little bit more reassurance. I have more confidence that we can help them nowadays. Absolutely.
Well, I've heard a couple of your success stories, and I know that there are people you have helped that were, like, totally lost. The first one that comes to mind is Anthony. Anthony lost his home. They'd already foreclosed on it, and you got it reversed. How did you get that done?
Basically, you know, in Florida, there's a process called dual tracking that occurs when a mortgage holder continues to foreclose on a homeowner's home while they're being considered for a loan modification. So when that happens, we go directly to the bank's attorney. We submit a letter requesting that they rescind the sale
right.
to reverse the process before the title is issued.
What is dual tracking again? What does that mean?
And dual tracking, basically, if the banks foreclose upon the homeowner while they are simultaneously being reviewed for loan modification. So if we have a package with a servicer and it's in review process, then the bank is not allowed. It's against law, actually.
Wow.
It goes against in various states. There's laws The National Mortgage Settlement offers protection to the homeowner in this situation. And there have been rules that have been issued by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. So it's against the law, basically, bottom line.
Wow. What a neat protection they put in there because, yeah, if you're going through the foreclosure process, folks, and you get a hold of the REACH people, and they'll put a stay, I guess is what it would be called, right? They stop it. They can't go any further with it.
They postpone the foreclosure sale date.
Right. And what about one that's already been foreclosed? The judge threw the gavel down and says, that's it, sell the house, it's over. How do you get that reversed?
Well, you know, it's funny you should mention that. Just yesterday, I was on the phone with our attorney, the Hines Law Group. We have attorney Karen Hines, who assists with those specific scenarios. And we have a senior citizen that her home actually got foreclosed upon. And, you know, she has nobody to turn to. She's had her file in review since November. So immediately the attorney contacts the bank's attorney, and they put an order to rescind the sale.
How long can you go before, you know, I mean, I know some people, they've been fooling around with this for a couple of years. How long can you go? I mean, how long can they stop any foreclosure action before it's just too late?
Well, you know, I'm not in that part of the legal part of the legal entity to tell you how long any case could go. But, you know, we at REACH, we can wrap up a review pretty quickly. I mean, I've had decisions rendered on behalf of the borrower to give them a loan modification in a minimum of 3 days because
wow.
We have these direct contacts with the servicers. So, you know, once the borrower knows that they're in default and immediately they should contact us
right.
So that we can help them with the process.
Absolutely. That's how easy it is, folks. Just call the good folks at REACH and they'll be able to help you out no matter what. Almost. We'll put that word in there. Almost. They'll help you out with anything there. And, you know, you can get a hold of them at 855-48-REACH or the website reach4housing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Wanda, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
We'll catch
it's
you up
pleasure.
Again, all right? When we return, Pastor Michelin joins us with a Haitian Triumph Mission Church update and how your donations have helped this project get underway. So don't attempt to change the channel. We have control of the airwaves because we're REACH Radiohead knuckleheads, that's all.
You have a heart because you know what happened to your neighbors. REACH is a tax-deductible, HUD-approved organization. Their funding comes from HUD, corporate sponsors, and individual donors like you. They're here to help those in need with their trained counselors, certified in home buyer training, reverse mortgages, credit rebuilding, and foreclosure prevention. They've helped families stay in their homes, stabilizing community. They've placed families in homes throughout Florida. If you can help, even a small donation goes a long way with this group. REACH is highly regulated and audited, and your donations are tax-deductible and will be used for community stabilization. 85% of all donations given to REACH are from people like you. Give of your funds, your time, and your support. It will keep your property values high and help restore a family. Check us out at reachforhousing.org. Email us at housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Or call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know play wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. You know, last year REACH started a dollar matching campaign to assist Pastor Michelin in construction of the Haitian Triumph Mission Church in Haiti. Your donations and the matching funds from REACH made this mission possible. So joining us right now in the studio today is Pastor Michelin and with the latest information about the Haitian Triumph Mission Church. Pastor Michelin, welcome to REACH Radio. And let's also welcome your lovely lady, Renee Farou. She's with us today, too. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Yeah, that's pretty easy, right? So, Pastor, what's going on over in Haiti with the church?
Thank you, Alan. Greeting to everybody who is listening to the program today. I'm so happy to have the chance to be here at the station today. I feel so excited to be here and to give a report about the campaign that REACH had for our church building project in Haiti last year. I already put the walls of the church up with those donations that we received. It took a lot of iron bars and blocks to have it built. And praise God that the walls are up. Now we have to turn the focus of construction to the roof. It will be put up in two different sections. One will be putting concrete on part of the roof. The second part will be putting metal roofing as well. So now we are having a Raise the Roof campaign. You already know from past shows that we are building the church building piece by piece. I know that by faith, the church will be done one day. It is taking some time because we are still in need of financial help. The building supplies are getting more expensive also. I hope that all those who are listening today will continue to help us. Again, I thank everybody who helped me with the construction, and I hope that God continues to richly bless you and He puts in upon your heart to continue to help me with this work.
All right. Now say all that in Creole. If you wouldn't mind, yeah. Well, okay. So you've been working pretty hard over there.
Yes.
And I know because I've been over there, and I know that building supplies get expensive, and I know that labor is hard to find. You have a super challenge laid out in front of you.
Yes.
But you're getting it done, right?
I will get it done.
See, that's the right attitude to have. And, folks, we want to thank you for your donations, as Pastor Michelin said. Without you, we couldn't have got as far as we did. And it sounds like you need a little bit more money to finish up there. How do we get a hold of you? Is there a phone number, website?
They can always contact the Reach office. They have our information, and then also they could give me a phone call at 561-315-1709. And we'd be more than happy to mail them out any information they need, pictures, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I saw the pictures of the church and everything. It's really great, folks. It's a great big building, and there's a lot of folks over there that are still, and this might be hard to believe, mm-hmm. but they're still suffering from the earthquake that was, 3 years ago?
Longer than that. It was 2010, so
4 years ago. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait a minute. Let me get my calculator out. 4 years it's been, and they're still living in tents?
There's still a lot of buildings that are left the way they were even 4 years ago when it happened.
They're not living in them, are they?
No, but the rubble is still there. It's just such a long process of cleaning up, and they just don't have the resources that we have here in America. So,
how many people do you have? And what is the name of the area
the name of the town that the church is at is called?
You can Google it.
I forgot it.
No, you didn't.
It's Patientville is where our church is at right now, and the new property is going to be at a town called Onaville.
Onaville, okay, and we can Google that too and take a look.
You
at
can,
it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How cool is that? So about how many people will the church be serving when you get that up? And
I think the church can hold probably around 300 people. It's pretty big and solid. Yeah.
Right. Well, there's a lot of lost souls over there, right?
There are.
Hey, do you mess around with the voodoo over there at all?
Alan, don't say that. Don't say that on the air.
Nah, it's too late. We already. Well, I know it exists because when I was over there, I ran into a couple of cases of that. And they're really hardcore on it. It's hard to, when it comes to medicine and things mm-hmm. like that, because that's we were doing a medical mission over there. And they stick to that way.
Do
you have difficulties with that?
It's hard to tell the people, to try to get the people out of that mindset. You know, it's hard for them to understand that that's not always the answer. You know,
there are other
things that can help them. It's difficult.
Well, if you would like to help out and make a little donation, time or money to the church, you can give Renee a phone call at 561-315-1709. Thanks for stopping by and give us an update and letting us know right where we're going.
Thanks for having us. We enjoy
you
it.
Bet. All right. Well, we're about to launch the second half of Reach Radio directly after the news. Kenesha Wood joins us with an in-depth discussion about housing counselors and all the services they offer. Then some real stories from Reach clients and their special needs and what they can do to satisfy Reach clients. And now, from the WBZT studios, it's time for Reach Radio's Real Estate News at the bottom of the hour with our top shelf news guy, Steve Cody. Steve?
Thank you, Alan. Here's what's in the news this afternoon. SunTrust Banks is currently under investigation for mortgage violations, and they could face substantial penalties. Representatives of the United States Attorney's Office for the Western District of Virginia and the Office of the Special General for Troubled Asset Relief Program started the investigation. They're investigating mortgages between 2009 and 2010. So far, no determination has been made, but SunTrust continues to show their papers. They are cooperating fully. In mid-January, the bank recorded a significant jump in profit after facing other negative impact of legacy mortgages during the late part of 2013. A land rush is on for downtown West Palm Beach, with real estate buyers eager to score sites for development or investment. Palm Beach billionaire investor Jeff Green, a former U.S. Senate candidate, is among the most active. He quietly snapped up several properties last year in the downtown corridor and plans to turn part of the 500 block between Clematis and Datura at Rosemary into a housing complex with about 200 new units. A little farther west, Green bought properties on the north side of Datura between Dixie and Olive. During the last week of 2013, a deal closed that could dramatically change Palm Beach Gardens. The Colger Group paid $112 million for the Brigger property, a high-profile tract along I-95. Colger had proposed building homes, stores, biotech space, and offices on the property just a little bit south of Donald Ross Road at I-95. This investment was the biggest real estate deal in Palm Beach County since GL Homes paid $150 million for 610 acres just west of Boca Raton at the end of 2012. It's another sign of the return of growth in Palm Beach County's housing market. Palm Beach County homes spent a median of just 59 days on the market in 2013 before going under contract. That's down from 90 days just 1 year before. The sales pace, measured by the Real Estate Association of the Palm Beaches, was more than twice as fast as the rate in 2008 when the housing bubble burst and properties languished for 140 days before getting a contract. Swifter sales, along with a 15% annual increase in home prices to a median of $244,000 last year, is still another indicator of housing's rapid rebound since hitting bottom in late 2011. With prices up some 14% last year compared to 2012, more sellers are being lured into the market. The median price for a single-family home last year, $244,000. Florida had the highest foreclosure rate in the country in January. One of every 346 homes had a foreclosure filing. Foreclosure activity in Florida dropped 23% from January 2013, but it increased 19% from the previous December. Nevada had the nation's second highest foreclosure rate, with one of every 533 homes filing. The state with the third highest foreclosure rate, that was Maryland, which posted 19 consecutive months of year-over-year foreclosure activity. Nationwide foreclosure starts totaled 57,259 in January. That's up 10% from the previous month. The total, however, was 12% lower than it was a year ago, marking the 18th consecutive month of annual foreclosure start decreases. Now, many South Floridians who lost their homes to foreclosure thought they'd never own a home again, or at least they'd have to wait 10 years or longer to even think about it. Well, instead, South Florida lenders and real estate agents say that many former homeowners are recapturing the American dream as what they call boomerang buyers. How many are getting that chance? Well, nobody knows. The government and the housing industry don't track that number. But lending titans like Bank of America and community banks and credit unions typically follow the guidelines of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which together insure about half of the nation's home loans. Fannie and Freddie require someone with a previous foreclosure to wait 7 years before qualifying for a new mortgage. But if the foreclosure was included in a bankruptcy, it's only 4 years. Now, a person who unloaded a home before the bank foreclosed, like a short sale, they just have to wait 2 years to get another loan from Fannie or Freddie. A consumer seeking an FHA-backed loan can qualify in 3 years after a foreclosure or a short sale. Former owners who lost a home because of at least a 20% cut in pay might be able to qualify for another mortgage after just 1 year. This is through FHA's Back to Work program. Now, there are many exceptions to every rule, so your best bet is to talk to your REACH counselor about your particular situation.
Yeah, you bet.
And yet another big-name Republican bought a home in the Sunshine State. According to USA Today, House Speaker John Boehner and his wife have bought a luxury condominium in the exclusive enclave of Marco Island. The $835,000 condo is located in a very fancy 14-story tower known as the Tampico, which is well-furnished, well-appointed, has three bedrooms, three baths, and a host of amenities, according to real estate records. And a local real estate agent's description of the waterfront residence, it is opulent. So whether or not Speaker Boehner is going to retire to Florida remains up in the air because he's not talking. And that's the news.
He should retire somewhere, right? Yeah, well, thanks, Steve. We appreciate it. You know, Florida is still number one.
Still. And Nevada second, Maryland third.
Wow. So I look at it this way. Florida 10, Nevada 8. We're winning. So, and one more thing I want to know about. Any bankers check out this week?
Not this week. It's been almost 6 days since one of them committed suicide. I hate to laugh about that, but it is odd that there were so many in such a short period of time. I think there were six of them in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know. Well, we're not laughing at the suicide. We're laughing at six of them in a couple of weeks.
It's, you know, very odd.
What's that all about, right? So, all right. Well, thanks for the news there. And joining us now from an extended childbirthing campaign is Kenesha Wood. She's one of the top performers at REACH, and hailing from Jamaica, she grew up in New York, attended John Jay College, where she earned a double degree in criminal justice, which what's that all about, Kenesha?
To put someone like you in check.
Well, I need to be in check.
Other than your wife.
Be nice now. She joined us in the studios today, so we're going to have to do some shopping after the show. I think that's what that's all about. So how's the baby?
The baby's doing well. Yeah. Doing well. Yeah. She's 2 months now, growing beautifully, just like her mommy.
That's so nice. A nice little girl. So we have another REACH staffer on the way, right?
We got a future REACH staffer on the way to help all these clients that we have. So future REACH.
Future Reacher, and she's cute as a button too. You had a nice little party that we attended, and she's just adorable. Lucky you. All right, let's get on to the business of REACH here. All right,
yes.
So we got that extended birthing campaign taken care of. So what is it that you do so well over there at REACH? You're one of the top counselors.
No, we're all top counselors. I'm just there to guide everyone else over there by REACH. You know, being a director of counseling, I oversee the foreclosure program and the home buying program,
right,
along with the financial counseling. So we all come together as a team every week. So I tap them, I reach out to them, I learn from them, they learn from me.
Well, Steve just talked about the foreclosure rates and all that. So, you know, we have a wonderful opportunity to help people out at REACH. And like we've said on previous shows, we'll say it again, and even me, the one that just said it, there's a lot of people that don't believe that we can do the services that we say we can do. Why is that?
You know why? Especially in the state of Florida. There's so many scams that goes on out there, and they think if they pay someone to do a job, the job will get done well. Unfortunately, a lot of them pay attorneys or attorneys, quote-unquote attorneys, to try to get some resolution with the bank, and in the end, they come to us, and in no time, we'll be able to help them. So they think if they pay something, they get something, but that's in this business, that's not the case. They're actually losing money because we will say, take that money that you're paying that attorney who's not doing anything for you and save it just in case.
Right. Well, we're not, there's an old saying in this country. It's like, this is not your first rodeo. And I believe that's the important part about REACH, because you have an ongoing processes that you work with the banks and the attorneys, but mainly the banks, and you know people at the banks.
Yes.
And it's not so much what you know, it's who you know.
It's who we know.
Exactly.
It benefit them a lot, though, with REACH, coming through a REACH program, being we're a HUD-certified counseling agency, the bank trusts us. So they're more prone to help the clients who see us, you know, coming from our side of the road, versus someone who's coming through an attorney or a legal firm. They are not going to do much for them.
Now, we're not trying to badmouth attorneys here.
No, we're not.
It's just that we do what we do and they do what they do. We just happen to do it better. What was it? Florida 10, Nevada 8. I mean, we're winners. And I've heard Wanda talking on the phone to these banks before, and it's like sometimes she's like a mom scolding a little boy.
You know? We do. We tend to scold them with a smile on our face because we want them to be our friends at the same time because we always very biased for our clients, so we always trying to push our clients more. So, you know, we score them with a smile, and they appreciate it when we're more honest with them.
Well, that's a good thing when you think about it. And like we always say, the average person out there, they don't have any knowledge about the banking. They sign that contract, and it was like a wing and a prayer. Where do you want me to sign? Right here by the X. Boom, they sign it, and they move into their house, and that's the last they think about it.
Yes, because I know what the selling process is. I became a homeowner last year. It was a lot of paperwork. Right. I think 130 pages plus.
And who reads all that, right?
Except for someone like myself, because I know the paperwork, because we do this every day, so I know what to look for. But not everyone have the opportunity to know what they're looking for, you know, go through those paperwork. I know what I'm looking for. They may not. So we are here to guide them through that process.
Right. And folks, when you go into Reach, it's not like they don't hand you a stack of papers and say, sit in the corner and fill all this out and call me when you're done. Doesn't work that way, does it?
No. We are actually, you know, we don't hold your hand through the whole process. We actually educate through the process. So each paper, we make sure you understand what each section means, certain areas that you need to pay more attention to. So we're guiding you, educating you, so then you can actually learn from this and teach your neighbors or your family members who is looking for the same help.
Right. Well, you guys are the best at what you do, and I've actually been in the office and watched it happen, and there's just no competing with these folks, and they're tenacious.
We are one of the best. We are top performers, and, you know, there's a reason for that because we're very diligent. We're careful what we're doing.
Yeah.
You know, privacy is in the utmost importance to us, but we are very good at what we're doing, and not because I'm at the staff of Reach. That's because it's the fact.
Right. Does it sound like we're bragging?
I am.
There you go. Kanisha was asking me earlier, what's that bell for? Well, that's what it's for. When you're bragging, we ring the bell, and that's what we do. So tell me a little bit about the post-modification program.
Well, here's another good news. What the government is pushing the banks to do a little bit more for homeowners. So yes, we all get, you know, for those who have gotten approved for loan modification, a lot of them get it and do not understand. It's almost starting the cycle over again. You get a mortgage, you don't understand your mortgage. You get a loan modification, and you do not understand.
Exactly. Here's another 130 pages of paper signed here. So.
And a lot of it is a lot of pages. So now, you know, a few years back, they were told they need to get counseling after get a loan modification. They weren't enforcing it. As effective today, actually, March 1st, effective today, everyone who received a trial modification or a permanent loan modification must have financial counseling. So the banks are not required, you know, it's not an option for them. They're not required to refer clients to get financial counseling. And that's what we do. You know, if they are the counselor, clients of Reach, they're in good hands. We could continue that process. If you're not a client of Reach, you must call someone like myself. You know, and get that counseling. Otherwise, the loan won't be permanently modified.
Is that like the part of the modification programs? The $99, is that course included in that?
No, this is actually a free service too. This will be free also for you.
So
that's
need.
Something. There's no you don't have to pay anyone. So if you hear anyone say, "Hey, you need to do post modification counseling, but pay me $50 or pay me $5," there's no fee for that. You shouldn't be paying anyone for that because that is, you know, part of the services.
Okay, and that's required by HUD now, right?
Yes, the banks are not required to have that done before someone gets it permanently modified. Or if you got a permanent modification and you fell behind two times within the last 12 months, you're required now to do that financial counseling.
Right. Well, here's a little shameless promotion, folks. It's 855-48-REACH, 855-48-REACH, or 855-487-3224. I think we're required to read that phone number at least every 10 minutes, right?
And then you call and speak to any of our dedicated counselors. You don't have to pick any one counselor. We're all doing the same job. We're all here to do one thing, you know, to help you.
Ah, okay. Well, tell me a little bit about the other training programs that we have at REACH.
Well, this year, because of so many changes with the mortgage industry, as you guys probably, trying to keep up to date with, we've implemented a lot of training courses to help our community. Of course, other than the first-time home buying class, we also now have a high-cost loan counseling program, which, you will need to get that done for you to close on a particular mortgage. So we're here able to do that. And I think REACH is probably one of the only hard nonprofit that's able to do that because we have such a great staff. And our executive director, Pat Tracy, is very versed, very, very knowledgeable about the mortgage industry. You know, that's her, as a Jamaican would say, our bread and butter.
Oh,
you know.
Well, Kanisha, you've been always a great person to come in and give us all the information that we need to know. And we appreciate you stopping by and spending your Saturday with us, all right? When we return, we'll share some real stories from real REACH clients. And then our Spotlight Home of the Week may be the home you're looking for. So stay with us because there are three types of people in the world, those who can count and those who cannot.
Ain't got no home, no place wrong.
Looking for a home? Don't understand all the numbers and the housing language? You've seen all the housing problems and are just afraid to make the next move. After all, this is the biggest purchase of your life. Reach out to the good folks at REACH, a HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Their trained staff will walk you through and stay with you until you get into your home. If you're in a home now and have made some mistakes, they're there to help. Their mission is to inspire and motivate you to achieve or maintain the dream of home ownership through education, counseling, and grant assistance. They're your Florida community friends. Reach out today. They'll reach back, and you'll be glad you did. Call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, or email housing@reachforhousing.org. Check out our webpage, reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. We're there for you.
Ain't got no home, I know place to roam. Ain't got no home, I know face to roam.
You're listening to REACH Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, working as hard as possible for you, our listeners. That's what we're here for, folks, and that's why we do this week after week. And we want to pat ourselves on the back. Wait, there you go. This is our 40th show. We've been on the air for 40 weeks. That's a long time. We appreciate you listening and hanging in there with us and going through all the startup that we've been going through. So right now, let's take a look at REACH's Spotlight Home of the Week. And this home, of course, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Their phone number is 561-351-8000. That's 561-351-8000. Now, this property is located at 110 West 32nd Court in Riviera Beach. It's a single-family home. It's in the Church Circle subdivision with 3 bedrooms and 1 bath. This property has been totally renovated. It has a new kitchen adorned with granite countertops and a large carport conversion room, making this property the perfect place for your growing family. Oh, did I tell you there's a large backyard filled with fruit trees? How convenient would that be, right? It's, in Riviera Beach. It's a single-family home. It's in the Church Circle subdivision with 3 bedrooms and 1 bath. And again, it's totally renovated and ready for you to move in. To make this house your home, call Pat Tracy and Associates at 561-351-8000. And that's this week's Spotlight Home, brought to you again by Pat Tracy and Associates. For additional information, give Pat a call at 561-351-8000. Now it's time to hear from some real REACH clients sharing their own personal stories about their experience with REACH. Steve, what do you have for us this week?
Do people at home get the bragging bell if they brag about REACH?
Okay. There you go.
The first one comes to us from Wellington, Florida, and this person says, thanks largely to your expertise, your knowledge, and your dedication to positively meet the needs of your clients. My wife and I have saved our home. Thank you for your passion, your commitment, and dedication to positively resolving our mortgage repayment dilemma. REACH organization representatives are all to be commended. In addition, you are the most extraordinary group of folks that we have had the pleasure of working with during our ordeal in obtaining a home modification repayment. My sincere gratitude to you and your staff. Well, don't hold back. Tell us how you really feel. Wow, that was really nice, wasn't it? Here's another one that says, I'm writing to you because I'd like to tell you my loan modification story. I was going through a really bad time with my mortgage payment and decided to call a lawyer, the same lawyer that had taken care of a previous case of mine. Turned out that 6 months went by, and he had not done anything. I talked to a REACH professional who was friendly and informative, and she was able to solve my case in a very timely manner. For my daughter and I, you are a guardian angel that gave us the best Christmas we've ever had and a new year, and we were able to keep our home. Thank you very much for being the light at the end of our tunnel. I will never forget everything that you have done for our family. That one comes from Palm Springs, Florida.
Wow, nice. Kanisha, you have a story for us too, right? Do you have somebody that that you've helped recently? She's shaking her head no.
I have a few clients that we've helped recently, but since I came off maternity leave, you know.
Oh, you mean the birthing campaign?
You know, my clients recently, well, talking about attorney, they actually had an attorney that was helping them for 2.5 years, $300 each month they were paying, right, and nothing was done. You know, so they contacted us. We're able to put in the request into the bank, and within 30 days, we're able to get their loan. Now they're in a trial payment. They're not fully modified it, but at least they get a trial modification. In another month or two, they'll be able to get a permanent modification. That's something that we're successful at without taking another 2.5 years for this client.
Perfect. That's what we do at REACH, folks. We appreciate your help there, Kanisha. When we return, important news about REACH's first-time homebuyer workshop. The March class is filling up fast, so stay with us. The Twilight Zone is right around the corner of Foreclosure Lane and Get Your House Back Avenue. And REACH has the car keys.
Ain't got no home. I know baby.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let REACH work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at REACH are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a REACH certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam.
Hey, welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, reminding you about our first-time homebuyers workshop. You know, if you're looking to buy a home and you need a helping hand, then please plan to attend REACH's first-time homebuyer workshop coming up this March the 23rd. And I know we're a little bit ahead. We got about 22 more days before that happens, but these classes are filling up fast. And just to let you know, January and February workshops were full, so we had to move many of the people to the March workshop. So you might want to call early and secure your place. When you complete this HUD-certified workshop, you will have a real understanding of the home buying process, and you'll be able to accurately determine just how much you can afford to pay for your new home. For additional information about REACH's first-time home buyers workshop, call them toll-free at 855-48-REACH, 855-48-R-E-A-C-H, or 855-487-3224. Now, there is a $35 fee for this special workshop, but it includes lunch and beverages. REACH is a HUD-approved housing agency with experienced realtors, appraisers, lenders, housing counselors here to assist you in purchasing your first home. And here's a little useful tip. A first-time home buyer, as defined by HUD, is someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years. So there's no excuse for you not to attend this valuable first-time home buyers workshop on Sunday, March the 23rd, starting at 1 p.m., wrapping up at 7 p.m., To enroll, call the good folks at REACH today at 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. And all classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. Okay, joining us again in the studio, thanks for hanging around, Kenesha, is Kenesha Wood. We already told you what she is and what she does. There you go. You know, it's the first time we've used that bell. It's been in here for a long time. But
I'm glad I asked about it.
Well, if it wasn't for you, right? We appreciate you doing that. Now, you have some information for us before we close out the show about how to cut things out of your budget when there's nothing left to cut out. How in the world do you get that done?
Well, coming out the heat about financial counseling that need to be done, and we see this all the time. My husband and I have been trying to live as cheaply as possible, and almost like every article that we read on the subject recommends cutting back. But what can I cut back on when I don't feel like I have anything left to spend?
You know, you need to talk to John Boehner about that.
We don't pay for TV, thank God. We don't pay for internet. We don't have one. And we don't rent movies. We rarely can afford to eat out. We try not to with three children. And the only dates we go on is the free ones with our kids in the park or something that's put in on by the city. Mm. You know, the debt we have, you know, college, new mortgage, and everything else in between. So there's always something you can do, even if it's simple as learning a new way to stretch beans and rice, we say.
Oh.
Playing the drugstore game, and I'll explain what that is, and taking surveys online to earn money. I do surveys and I read emails, you know, through these programs called getting extra benefit by getting gift cards for groceries and retail stores. The one I use most is called My Points and Inbox Dollars. So every emails I read, I get a couple cents here. Every service I take, I get a couple cents here. And I've been able to utilize those programs and actually do Christmas shopping or grocery shopping because I get my gift cards through them. It's really worked.
You can get emails. You can get that on your smartphone, right?
You could do it through your email. So you could do that through your smartphone anytime.
Right.
And it's great. You know, my husband and I have been doing that, and we shop with it, and we, you know, Christmas gift shopping with it. What the grossest drugstore game is, in a nutshell, is taking advantage of the rebate programs at stores like CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens to get household and beauty products for pennies on the dollar, or even more for free.
You're a coupon cutter.
I cut my coupon, but I strategically go to, you know, like CVS, they give you an extra bucks gift card. If you buy certain things, you get money back for buying that thing. So then we use that money and put coupons together and spend, you know, go back and buy the things that we really wanted. So sometimes we end up spending no money at all or just spending a few dollars or a dollar for what it is. So, you're basically making money off strategically planning your way of how to spend. Often you don't have a lot of change, you know, change your financial situation overnight, but focus on what you can do and it'll help you stay empowered and inspired. You know, my last thing is to say is giving into hopelessness and despair will never get you anywhere, but it will make you feel powerless and stuck. But when you decide to give up, your chance of actually getting back up on your feet, you know, you're going to be pretty slim. So you need to stick it out. Staying there, always being encouraged. Your sacrifices and careful money management are actually doing quite a lot.
All right. So that's how you get it done, just by paying attention to what's going on around you and taking a look at what's being offered, right?
Exactly.
Good. All right. Well, thanks a lot for joining us, Kenesha and Steve and Rick and the whole Reach Radio Knucklehead crew. That's all the time we have left. So thank you for spending your afternoon with us. We want to thank the guest again. If you want to see our website for the radio show, it's reachradioshow.com. That's where we store all the archives from the shows. And we'll see you next Saturday from noon to 1. Be sure to tell your friends about the show. If you know of anyone that's looking for a home or needs a home, have them call us.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy.